Hey, moms and dads. Unlike many of my friends, I'm not terribly afraid to fly. Oh, sure, I've had those anxiety attacks of crashing, but those mostly occur after sleepless nights or over large bodies of water I can't locate on a map. Since I'm either with small kids during the flight and required to drive after, I choose not to medicate myself, although those mini bottles do look more appealing than Heidi Klum eating an ice cream cone in a pair of boxer briefs. Anyway, I recently had to travel to a small airport in a prop plane. I hadn't been on one in a while and forgot how cramped they are, especially when you're traveling with beefy men in camouflage wearing belt buckles the size of salad plates. The two guys behind me chatted away about friends they kept and animals they'd hoped to kill. Their conversation was oddly reassuring given that everyone else on the plane seemed to be sleeping off 72 ounces of either Coors Light or Black Angus. I guess what I'm saying is that they were the only two besides me and the flight attendant who seemed to be remotely alive. As we approached the runway, the side wind pressed against our large cigar of a plane. The cabin rocked and tilted violently, and the guys behind me spoke as if the pilot was in earshot or the plane was a horse they wanted to break. "Easy now, buddy," they said. "Easy." Surprisingly, someone heard them because the plane righted itself and we all got off to kick up some dust.